practice mechanism which I'm dictating. Patient's name is Bob Bloomquist, BLOOMQUIST, Bob, BOB. Date of birth is 6/17/1946. Date of service is 8/2/2022. Mr. Bloomquist is a very pleasant 76-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of Alzheimer's dementia, history of aortic stenosis, diabetes mellitus, history of coronary artery disease, status post-stent placement, history of chronic gout, as well as prostate cancer, who was admitted to the hospital after he was having issues with after he had a fall. He was in his shower when he got an episode when he looked weird and started falling backwards. Patient was brought to the emergency room. Patient with history of dementia, unable to give much history. Most of the information is from his wife. He was seen in the emergency room where he was noted to have prolonged PR interval as well as first and second degree AV block. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Troponins were negative. Cardiology was consulted. CT scan of the head was negative for any acute bleed. Chest X-ray was negative. COVID testing was negative. Patient was given IV fluids. Patient was seen by cardiology. Had extensive testing done in the hospital. Echocardiogram was done, was being monitored on the telemetry. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. His blood pressure medications were held. He was continued on his diabetic medications, continued on other medications. He was subsequently doing better, but was felt to be weak. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he is having his dinner. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic gout, diabetes mellitus, prostate cancer, Alzheimer's dementia, aortic stenosis, urge incontinence. Past surgical history has been significant for coronary catheterization and stent placement, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, left shoulder surgery, rotator cuff repair, right wrist surgery, breast biopsy, allergies, no known drug allergies, social history, smoking none, alcohol he used to drink before but has not been drinking lately. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. He does have history of coronary artery disease, history of stent placement, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, also history of aortic stenosis. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of urge incontinence, history of prostate cancer. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, he does have history of dementia, no history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. All other systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities No edema. Neurological examination, patient awake but pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next coronary artery disease, next Alzheimer's dementia, next aortic stenosis, next chronic gout, next degenerative joint disease, next history of type 2 AV block, next urgent continence. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. Patient is a DNR, do not resuscitate, period. End of dictation. Next patient. Trudy Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, Trudy, T-R-U-D-Y, date of birth is 8/24/1944, date of service is 8/2/2022. Ms. Briggs is a very pleasant 77-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of mitral stenosis, status post bioprosthetic mitral valve replacement on anticoagulation with Coumadin, history of complete heart block, status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of CVA after cardiac surgery, status post right carotid endarterectomy, history of hypertension, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and morbid obesity, history of asthma, hypothyroidism and sleep apnea. She presented to the emergency room with complaints of shortness of breath, was concerning for congestive heart failure. She was also complaining of weakness in her legs, having difficulty ambulating and completing daily tasks. While getting out of the car, she also complained of having shock-like sensation down her left leg. X-rays of the hip displayed no fracture or hardware complications, showed moderate to severe osteoarthritis. She was given IV Lasix. Chest X-ray did show prominent pulmonary vasculature and small pleural effusions. INR was elevated at 5.3. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient was evaluated in the hospital. She was doing better, but overall was feeling weak and was having difficulty ambulating. She was gradually improving. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of generalized weakness, complaining of pain in her lower legs, denies any chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does complain of shortness of breath with exertion. Denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, complete heart block, status post permanent pacemaker, history of mitral stenosis, status post bioprosthetic mitral valve replacement, history of CVA, history of morbid obesity, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, sleep apnea, and hypothyroidism, as well as degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cardiac catheterization, carotid endarterectomy, coronary artery bypass graft surgery, permanent pacemaker implantation, hysterectomy, mitral valve replacement, tonsillectomy, tubal ligation, and tricuspid valve repair / replacement. Allergies to codeine, Tylenol, hydrocodone, and oxycodone. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of permanent pacemaker placement, secondary to complete heart block, history of mitral valve replacement, history of CABG as well as stent placement. She didn't have any complaints of chest pain at the present time. Respiratory system denies any cough, thus complaints of shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of asthma. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, history of CVA, status post right carotid endarterectomy, complaints of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities minimal edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3, no focal deficit. Impression, number 1, generalized weakness, next, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, next, coronary artery disease, next, history of mitral stenosis, status post prosthetic mitral valve replacement, history of permanent pacemaker placement, history of hypertension, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of sleep apnea, and degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She does wear a cardiac sleeve that monitors her pressure, which is sent to her cardiologist, will get direction from them as to her treatment based on those numbers. We'll continue other medications, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. She is a do not resuscitate, period. Next patient, Earl Winfred Earl, EARL Winfred, WINIFRED. Date of birth is 12/3/1938. Date of service is 8/2/2022. Miss Winfred is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is wondering if she needs to be on the prednisone. She does complaints of swelling, some discomfort, though no sharp pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, right knee, swollen with some tenderness. Impression, number 1, right knee pain, next pseudo gout, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next cardiomyopathy, next history of CAD, next biventricular AICD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She has a prescription of prednisone from the hospital. We'll start her on a prednisone taper. We'll continue other medications. She'll continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Barbara Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, date of birth is 11-1-1942, date of service is 8-2-2022. Ms. Lewis is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She stated that she's been having more pain in her knee. She has put up a call for her orthopedic surgeon. She has an appointment the following week. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Right knee with dressing in place and swollen. Impression number one, right knee prosthetic joint infection with MSSA, next cellulitis, next status post right knee IND with poly exchange, next diabetes insipidus, next chronic hyponatremia, next neuropathy, next history of asthma / COPD, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Her labs were reviewed. Her hemoglobin is slightly low but stable. Her sodium is low at 128. This was discussed with the patient. She is on desmopressin, which would be continued. I have asked her to cut back on free water intake. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. We'll have repeat blood tests done next week also. We'll await from orthopedic about her knee pain. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Jeffrey Long, L-O-N-G, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, date of birth is 11-8-1962, date of service is 8-1-2022. Mr. Long is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, left foot fracture. Next, history of seizures. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. He's moving himself in the hallway on the wheelchair. We'll continue current medications, continue to work with PTOT. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Pamela Yenglin, Yenglin, Pamela, Pamela, date of birth is 4-10-1949, date of service is 8-1-2022. Ms. Yenglin is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is doing much better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She has been working with therapy. Overall, she feels better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression. Number one, left total hip arthroplasty. Next history of DVT/PE. Next history of atrial fibrillation. Next hypertension. Next hyperlipidemia. Next left foot drop. Next DJD. Treatment plan. Discuss patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Overall, she is working with therapy and improving. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.